Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. The sounds of spring outside your window might be more along the lines of a Mr. Softy truck, but New York City is actually a springtime paradise for birders. And we aren't just talking about the pigeons doing their mating dances on your air shaft ACs. To talk about bird watching and listening in the metro area, I am joined by Paul Sweet. He doubles as an expert in birds at the Museum of Natural History, where he keeps hundreds of thousands of specimens of birds for researchers, and he leads bird walks in Central Park. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's a real treat to have you here. Well, I think it's a little-known claim to fame for New York City, but why is the area such a draw for migrating birds?
Well, New York City is on the one of the major flyways of birds that are coming up the eastern seaboard of North America. And it's really in the path of this great wave of birds that are traveling north in the spring.
And we're going to have our listeners call in. I mean, they don't always get to speak with the collection manager for the Department of Ornithology at the Natural History Museum. I mean, it's like a celebrity sighting to have you here in the studio with us. So we want to have our listeners call in. They can share their sweet spots for birding or tell us about their favorite sighting, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or if you've been watching that hawk cam from your desk and you want to start bird watching in the outdoors, you can call with a question about how to get started. 212-433-9692, or you can post a question or comment at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. And, you know, the birders in Central Park got their own documentary a couple of years ago. It was fantastic. You lead the tours there, as we mentioned. Is it just justifiably renowned for the birds that visit, or is it more about the accessibility to the park that make it such a hot spot?
Well, I think it's a combination. I mean, of course, Central Park is accessible to millions of people very easily by subway, by walking. But Central Park is, I think, it's what we call a migrant trap. So if you're a bird flying over during the night, most of these birds are nocturnal migrants, and dawn is breaking and you see this little patch of green down below, you head in. So it tends to concentrate birds in this small area.
People feel the same way. I mean, I see a patch of green at Central Park. I go.
Exactly.
And one of the things I love about Central Park is seeing the birders. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a birder myself, but it's one of the cool things about the park and about New York. We have a call. We have a lot of calls, actually, already.
Really? Okay.
But I'm going to take the first person who called in because he was first, and I think it's cool. Robert is calling from the Bronx. And Robert, you are very fortunate to be on with our bird expert, Paul Sweet. What have you got to say?
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm a bird expert, too. I do bird walks throughout the city 7 days a week this time of the year. The Empire State Building at night is a wonderful place to watch migrating birds. On a good night, you can see one bird flying past you about every 5 seconds. And on a special night, you can see peregrine falcons chasing them.
Wow.
So that's a great spot in spring. From in late April through mid-May is a great time.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, Robert, we're going to...
One more.
Okay, one more only, because I've got so many calls. I'm going to limit my callers to one spot each.
There are great horned owls that nest throughout the city, and you can find the nests. So look up birdingbob.com, and you can go on a guided walk to see them.
You know what? Thank you for that. And I liked something you said, although you were telling us to look up your website, but I think it's important for people to look up.
Absolutely.
In New York, we tend to be looking down all the time at our feet or our phones. But don't you agree, Paul, that we need to be looking up
Absolutely.
More?
Absolutely. In Central Park at this time of year, if you look up, you're almost guaranteed to see some of the red-tailed hawks that are nesting around the park. We have a new pair that seem to be setting up home on the San Remo, I think is the building, on the west side of Central Park. Also, we've had some amazing sightings recently in the New York area. We've had swallow-tailed kites, which are a southern bird that rarely occur up here. Somebody saw one just the other day in Prospect Park, which is a remarkable occurrence.
Wow. And is especially for the birding novice, is super early in the morning really the best time? Or, Bob had mentioned night owls. I mean, what's the best time to get out there?
Well, during the spring migration, it is great to be there at dawn because the birds are basically dropping out of the skies at that time. So that's when they're arriving, and they're very active. They're hungry. They're looking for somewhere to spend the day. And that's when you're going to be more likely to see them. By the time it's warmed up, the activity kind of dies down. So early is definitely best in the spring.
You mentioned those swallowtail kites and how rare that is. Does that have anything to do with climate change? And
well, I wouldn't like to speculate on that.
Do you see any other evidence of change? Is it the months, do the months that we see the birds, has that been changing?
Well, we've certainly seen range expansions of many birds from the south into our area over, basically the last century. Many birds that are familiar to us now, like cardinals and tufted titmice, weren't even here. Red-bellied woodpeckers weren't even here 100 years ago. So we've definitely seen an expansion. Whether or not that's due to climate change is debatable, but maybe habitat change due to human changes to the environment. But there's definitely been changes.
And we're going to take another call because I want to get as many of these in as we can. We've got Tony calling from Brooklyn. Tony, you are on WMYC with Paul Sweet of the American Museum of Natural History.
Good morning.
Hello, Tony.
I had the good fortune. I have a boat at the Midget Squadron Yacht Club in Canarsie.
Okay.
And when the birds start showing up, I know spring's here. And I had the good fortune of seeing a snowy egret, a great egret, and a heron at the end of my dock.
That's great.
Same time working the shoreline.
When was this, Tony?
Yesterday.
Yeah, well, Jamaica Bay, that area is great for various species of herons, apart from the three you mentioned. We have black-crowned night herons, yellow-crowned night herons, green herons. There's a whole raft of heron species that we see in the bay. It's a fantastic place.
What about the Bronx? We had the earlier call from the Bronx.
I'm a Brooklyn birder. I'm sort of loyal to my Brooklyn patches, but I haven't really done that much birding in the Bronx. But I know that I've been to Pelham Bay. That's a great place. Van Cortlandt.
I was going to say Van Cortlandt.
Yeah, even the Botanic Garden is a good birding spot too. So basically, anywhere where you've got some woodland at this time of year is going to be a good place.
And in Brooklyn, is it Prospect Park?
Prospect is fantastic. Greenwood Cemetery is also worth... I mean, Greenwood Cemetery, if you haven't been there, is really a great place to visit. It's a great place to walk around. You can even see our urban parrots there. And it's a gorgeous spot. Yep.
And I got to ask about Staten Island.
Well, again, I'm not much of a Staten Island
fresh
person.
Fresh Kills, maybe?
Well, I'd like to go and see the new park they've developed there. I haven't been there yet, but I'm quite excited to see what they've done with the landfill. I've heard it's great.
All right, let's take another call. We've got one coming in from Queens, so we're going to hit all the boroughs.
All right.
All right, Jesse, you are on WMYC with Paul Sweet, and we're talking about birding.
Hi, I'm Jesse. I work for JetBlue Airways out of JFK in Queens, Jamaica. And we have a little tower where we get to see all kinds of birds fly by all the time. And it's funny because every time I'll get excited and I'll yell out, hey, there goes a hawk, or hey, there goes a falcon. And people always ask, how do you know?
How do you know?
Well, I'm fascinated by them and just their shapes and sizes and their speed and their behavior. You can really tell what's what. Sometimes you'll see a falcon, dive bomb and hit a small bird and they tussle in the air and either one will fly away, or they'll both fly away, or the falcon will fly away with the bird that he just hit.
Yeah. You probably see a lot of osprey out there at the airport as well, right?
Yeah.
I've often heard, thank you so much, Jesse.
Oh, thank you.
I've often heard from a friend of mine who's actually a bat expert, but loves birds also. And I always say to him, how do you know? How do you know? And that's how he knows, because he's a bat guy, but he knows his birds. The only birds I know, I have to admit, are the pigeons. But I'm learning. I'm learning because I come to the Museum of Natural History. And so I've learned because my kids are teaching me, which is a wonderful thing. But I've always heard that Jamaica Bay in Queens is really the best spot in the city for birding.
Jamaica Bay is a really special place. You know, it's in the middle of this great wetland. You've got all kinds of habitat. You've got salt marsh. You've got beaches. You've got it's a little upland habitat. And we used to have, before the hurricane, before Sandy, we used to have a big freshwater pond there, which unfortunately, because of the damage done, is no more.
Completely gone.
Well, it was breached, so the salt water was able to get inside, and now we no longer have a freshwater habitat up at the West Pond.
Is there any way to...
Well, there are various campaigns...
Restore it.
There are various campaigns ongoing to try to get the Parks Department to restore the pond. I don't know what the current status is, but there's definitely a lot of movement to try to... restore the pond to its former glory, so we can get some freshwater habitat in the bay.
Wow, that in itself is a fascinating story and possibly a segment. I always come on to Brian's show and just start suggesting all kinds of segments he should do when he gets back. I'm sure he appreciates that. All right, let's take Cecilia in Glen Cove, New York. Cecilia, you're on with Paul Sweet of the Museum of Natural History. We're talking about birding, and I think you have something to report, which looks pretty great.
Yes. I had picked up my young son from school. He goes to school in Milneck, which is a neighboring town here on the North Shore. And I was driving and just looked up, and there were a pair of bald eagles.
Wow.
And a bunch of other people stopped. They graced us with their presence for about 4 or 5 minutes. And so we got some pictures. And... what I wondered was, we keep going back to that spot, hoping that we'll see them again. My husband is insanely jealous. So I wondered, what are the chances that we might spot them again in the same, in the exact same area?
So or are you're on the North Shore of Long Island?
Yes.
Nassau County?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know that there. I'm not aware of any nesting bald eagles around there. Those birds may have been passage migrants. But bald eagles are definitely coming back in our area. You can see nesting bald eagles very close to New York City. Mm-hmm. And, if you keep looking up, you don't know what you never know what you'll see.
That's right.
So keep looking up.
Let him be jealous. They had a once-in-a-lifetime experience, quite possibly. And it is interesting about them being in pairs. Is that how they generally travel?
I'm not so sure about that. Maybe. I'm not 100% sure about that.
And speaking about couples, what about those hawk couples, Pale Male and Lola, Bobby and Rosie? Why are people so drawn to them, do you think?
Well, I think they're very enigmatic, birds. They're powerful. I mean, and you can see them up close in Central Park. You know, sometimes you're surprised by how close you see them. So, they're exciting. Hawks are always exciting birds to look at.
Yeah,
and people get excited about the story. I'm not.
There's a whole narrative that develops around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a birder, so I'm not as excited about the whole.
Anthropomorphic drama.
They're great birds. They're fantastic birds, and it's always a pleasure to see them.
Evan in Piermont, New York. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling about Rockefeller State Park Preserve in Sleepy Hollow. It's the closest place from the city for people to come up and see pileated woodpeckers and eastern bluebirds.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
You can just take the train to the Tarrytown train station, a quick cab ride, and you're in the preserve.
Excellent. Yeah, pileated woodpeckers are impressive birds. If you get to see those, they're really exciting. I think one of my friends actually saw one in the Bronx last weekend, so they may be expanding as well. Yeah.
And Sleepy Hollow is closer than people think. People have this mm-hmm. idea that it's so far away, this
right.
mythical place. It's really close.
Can you get there on Metro North?
You can get there on the train. He's gone, yes. The
okay.
answer is yes.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling, Evan. And it's the Rockefeller State Park Preserve that he was talking
okay.
about. Do you need binoculars to go birding?
Well, I would say yes. I mean, without the binoculars, you're definitely hampered. You can't really see all the, you know, field marks. I mean, you know, you could go out and look at birds, but if you really want to be a birder, you need binoculars.
Good ones.
Well, you know, you can start off with an entry-level binocular, but don't get the compacts. Those are not good. But, around $200, you can get a pretty decent pair.
My producer was saying that they need an app. They need an app for that.
Well, there is a buying binoculars.
No, there's no app.
There's app for birding, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good apps for that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
until Google Glass comes up, you're going to have to actually get the real thing.
Yeah.
All right.
It just improves the experience.
Yeah, it improves the experience. Yeah. Now, let me just ask you about a couple of other places. We only have, I don't have that much time. Quickly tell me when your tours are in Central Park.
Well, unfortunately, they're already sold out for this year.
Oh, my goodness. I said you were a celebrity. I was right.
But I do them on the Tuesday and Friday mornings and
wow.
then a Tuesday lunchtime.
And what time do you start in the mornings?
Sometimes 7, sometimes 9.
So very early.
Yep.
And they're sold out for this season. And when
yep.
do you begin again? Next spring?
No, we do fall as well. We
do
a fall season.
So yeah. people can look ahead to the fall perhaps
yep.
and catch you then.
Absolutely.
And so what advice since people can't go on your tours, what advice do you have for people who may be wanting to get out there on their own?
There are some other tours available. And if you go online, you can look at New York City Audubon, I think, run a lot of tours. Brooklyn Bird Club has great tours. Just use Google and look around. And just if you're in the park in May, you're going to be running into birders left and right. So just tag along.
And we cannot thank you enough, Paul.
Been my pleasure.
Sweet. A double expert in birds, as we call you. Thank you so much for starting us out with this spring birding season.
WNYC is supported by City National Bank, providing loans and lines of credit designed to help New York businesses grow. More information at cnb.com. WNYC's digital transformation is supported by the Jerome L. Green Foundation.
Tonight on Soundcheck, hear previews of upcoming albums from two high-profile New York bands, the punk group Parquet Courts and indie rockers The Pains of Pure Heart. That's Soundcheck tonight at 9 on 93.9 FM WNYC.